This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, we got a crawfish boil going on in Frisco, Brian. I don't know if you saw this, but it looks like Meat Church, best in the business. Brian Schottenheimer, first day, he's doing it right. Shout out to Brandon Laurie for putting this up on
the
socials.
He's doing a crawfish boil at the Star?
They're doing a crawfish boil. They've got it out. I will go ahead and send you this picture.
Nice.
And you can go ahead and grade it. I'm sure if Meat Church is doing it,
yeah,
Meat Church is
Matt
doing
Pittman,
it right.
Matt Pittman, I've always wanted to cook crawfish with Matt, and I've talked to him about it. Matt does something, though, that I don't particularly like doing with my crawfish boils. And he tends to throw in like artichokes and stuff like that, you know, extra stuff in the boil. I'm more of a kind of a traditionalist. I know David Hellman one time got me to throw in mushrooms, and because those mushrooms being porous soak up all that crawfish, the juice and the spice and stuff. So it's a good little tasty bite,
little
for
flavor
those,
bomb.
Little flavor bomb. Yeah, there you go. But I wonder if Matt's doing it with all the extra stuff, but knowing Matt, I mean, I've seen him cook crawfish before.
It does look like there's cauliflower or some type of veggie. Yeah. There's corn, shrimp, the crawfish, potatoes, I believe. And then there's something else in here. We're going to have to figure out exactly what this is. It might be a vegetable of some sort.
Yeah, he might have thrown artichokes in there. Whole artichokes is what he had done. And, you know, I'm more of a straight boil kind of guy. I like the corn, the potatoes. You know, I'm a guy, I'd like to work with Matt too. He uses like onions and stuff like that. I blitz all that stuff. So I make it almost like a margarita mix. The whole idea is to get as much flavor into those tails as you can.
Amen.
And if you keep the vegetables whole, the flavor doesn't get into them completely. So take your vegetables, take your onion, your garlic, your celery, blitz it almost like it's a margarita mix. And then pour it in, and that will get into the boil, into the liquid, and get into those tails, so you get all that flavor in there. I want to cook with Matt so I can teach him that method. I learned that from a guy in Louisiana.
There you go.
That like the whole idea is to get as much flavor as you can into that crawfish tail.
Well, we're going to be at Shell Shack Wednesday off Henderson, just down the
Are
road
we?
From here. So yeah. It's going to be
you and me.
We should be. We'll see. But it should be an absolute party over there at Shell Shack. And then Thursday, we've got Draft 101. We are getting closer and closer to the NFL Draft. 6:45. Come on out here to our studios, 4131 North Central Expressway. Whataburger is going to feed you. 6:45. Doors are going to open. You don't need to sign up. You just show up. And it's going to be awesome. We love doing Draft 101
There's
every
parking
single year.
In the actual building.
Yeah.
So if you come in, I know people on Twitter were asking me about, well, hey, I'm not familiar. How do you park? Well, there's parking underneath the building here. So show up and get a spot and get on in.
Hour number one, G-Bag Nation, Wolchuk, Chiafalo, the great Brian Broaddus. We got Lucius Alexander holding things down in the Pimp Cup. We got Carter Freeman. Dawson, we got the Dallas Cup.
Yeah.
So Gavin's going to be out the next 3 days. He's going to be coaching his tail off, hopefully coming back with a victory. Honestly, he was talking about that it could be rough. They're playing against some really, really good teams.
This is like the biggest tournament
it's
in all
deal.
Of youth soccer. This is worldwide.
It's amazing. He posted a picture yesterday at the Cotton Bowl. I mean, the turnout for this.
Yeah. It was huge.
It was crazy.
Opening ceremonies were impressive.
Badass.
And he was peeing in a trough, because that's what you have to do.
Oh, he troughed
at the Cotton Bowl.
That's awkward. Cowboys did go ahead and start their new voluntary camp today, and it is confirmed Micah Parsons in attendance. Brian, we'll talk with Tom Yarich more about that coming up at 3:20. Overall, though, we're kind of like just trying to seek good information with our Dallas sports teams
right
now.
We just want good news, man.
Kind of leaking confidence. Rangers get swept over the weekend. We'll talk with CY at 4:20. I mean, are you Brian, you nervous? You pushing the panic button yet?
Oh, I'm more nervous about the Stars than I am the Rangers right now.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So if you were to power rank like your level of concern, because I don't think we're too really concerned about the Mavericks whatsoever.
I'm concerned about the Stars. I just, you know, when they absolutely needed to play their best to, you know, trying to find a way to win the division, they were at their absolute worst. And we haven't seen any level of play like this really all season. And so it can't give you a whole heck of a lot of confidence going into the playoffs. I know Colorado has kind of had their struggles as well. It's still Colorado. You know, it's still a good team. It's a difficult place for the Stars to play. I think this is a very, very bad first round matchup for the Stars. And I'm absolutely concerned about their defense. I'm concerned about spacing, coverage, all these hockey things that you want to read about when it comes to, you know, they're just not playing well enough on defense to give me any confidence. And, you know, Craig Ludwig is kind of gone on air and talked about and done diagrams, and man, I mean, he has explained it very, very well. He does stuff with the Spits and Suds podcast. That's one of the best podcasts you can listen to about hockey stuff. But man, this is crazy right now, the way that the Stars are playing and just the amount of goals they're giving up, and you know, some of the lack of goals and opportunities. I mean, Jamie Benn the other night had the opportunity, right?
Get goal 400. He's been waiting. He's been trying.
And just couldn't. And then what happens? Puck gets collected from behind, and now it's a rush the other way, and then you get a goal from that. So, it's been really, really tough these last couple of weeks, and I just don't have a whole heck of a lot of confidence now with this hockey team. Can they flip the switch? You know, we'll see. But you know, they had been playing well all year until these last couple of weeks.
Well, let's see if they can get off the schneid against Detroit. That's a team that also has been eliminated from playoff contention already, and the Stars have 8 consecutive wins against Detroit dating back to April 24th of 2021. So maybe this could be a get-right moment, although I'm not exactly sure. Do they rest some bodies? We've had a flu outbreak going around the locker room as well.
Yes.
You probably should. I mean, go ahead and just get ready for the postseason, because you have an unfair advantage now. Colorado, their season's Dunsky. They've got an extra 3 days off.
Yeah.
I think the NHL needs to pivot to what we saw yesterday in the NBA. It was awesome. Everybody's playing at the same time.
Well, NFL does that too, of course. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they schedule all those games as well.
We should have the season ending altogether. We shouldn't have this where you get, and I'm sure the Avs and Stars series is probably not the only one that's impacted by that, where one team's going to get the advantage of added rest, but it should all be aligned for the most part.
Yeah, however you can, if you're DeBoer, keep your team as fresh as possible. There's no reason to be going all out and playing all your best players as it's a normal game. This is all about resting up and being ready to rock and roll for postseason time. But I don't know. Yeah, I mean, the NBA stuff was fun yesterday. Do not get me wrong. I like the way they did that. But it landing on Masters weekend,
/bad timing.
Masters Sunday.
Yeah.
That, like, the NBA, why would you want to compete against that?
Especially the way that it finished. I mean, it was amazing yesterday.
Yeah. And yesterday, I mean, you got the ultimate ending. And so Sunday was, I mean, any real sports fan is going to be dialed in on what's going on in Augusta. And and the NBA put on a show yesterday, at least when it comes to like Clippers Warriors going into overtime, two teams fighting for their life, not to have to be in the play-in. They want to get that week off that the Stars aren't getting, Mulchuk.
Yeah, how much are we really caring about the Mavericks play-in here? They're going to take on
Not at all.
First time here.
I would love to not utter a syllable about what the Mavericks are doing, because it's useless and it's pointless.
Man, Wednesday, we just shouldn't talk about it.
We should just completely box them out of the show.
Just boycott it. We're not talking about Mavs Kings.
Yeah.
So, like, we shouldn't talk to Bobby Corella or Tim Cato.
Do you already have them booked?
I put out feelers.
Okay.
But I can
Both of them love coming on the show.
Here's the deal.
I'm not trying to box out Cato or Bobby. I would like to bring them on and talk about anything other than the Mavericks. We could talk about good teams.
Okay, we could talk about the rest of the NBA. I do think that there is out there a lot of people that just really don't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
877-881-1053, because I'm pretty checked out. I mean, they're getting their ass kicked. I mean, right now there's not a whole lot of motivation to watch them. And I know Gavin's not here, and Gavin's a Laker hater. I'm rooting for the Lakers. I'm rooting for Luka. I think it's the first time where I'm a fan of a player, not a team. And I want to see Luka Doncic go out and win a championship.
Man, poor T-Wolves fans. They got to get another healthy helping of Luka Doncic in the postseason. Rudy Gobert's not going to sleep all week long after what happened last year.
Yeah, but do you worry if you're Lakers, and not that I watch Laker basketball every night, but
you do.
Do you worry about them having to deal with Minnesota's bigs? Is that going to be a problem for the Lakers?
You think it should be.
There are certainly, yes, there will be some advantages from that standpoint for the Timberwolves.
The Lakers will be a little bit of a smaller team out there against Minnesota. We'll see. Like, say, Luka is an assassin against the Timberwolves, so that probably will bode well for the Lakers. But I'm going to say this. I'm going to be the guy on the other end of the Mavericks thing.
You're going to be cheering them on in the play-in?
I am. And I'll tell you why.
Because you're a sick, sick man.
I just, you know what? I've got people over there.
I hope they beat the crap out of the Kings.
I
just don't want to watch him do it.
I want another quadruple double almost from Anthony Davis.
Oh yeah, you think you're going to get one of those?
Let's go.
I just there's a lot of people over there that I like, you know, on the staff and various.
It's not the players and the staff's fault.
I want to see him finish this thing out and see what they could do. You know, if they lose, I mean, okay, I understand. But if they somehow win. And then
if they somehow win. You sound insane right now.
I am insane. But let's you know, they
You guys want to put like Brisket Sandoz on the line or something?
Well, I mean, getting through the play-in, I think, is not overly likely, but it's plausible.
Yeah.
Now, winning two games of a first round true playoff series, impossible. Not happening. So if you want to bet that, I'm down to go Brisket Sandoz on less than two wins in the actual postseason if they even get there. But I got no interest in watching them in the play-in.
So Wednesday, you're checked down. All right.
You're not going to watch them at all?
I'm not watching them at all on Wednesday.
I was hoping we could have like an after party at Chell Shack and just keep the thing going.
I committed.
It's playoff time, baby.
The Luka return was going to be the last time I really watched them.
Yeah.
In terms of this season.
214, I'm still a fan of the trade. 817, bleep the Lakers. What the hell, man? Man, I'm rooting for Luka. Not necessarily the Lakers, the player. I want Luka to go and have success.
More rooting on the player, not the laundry?
Yeah, not the laundry. I mean, I agree with you. F the Lakers. But unfortunately, Luka is playing for them. And Luka will always be, in my heart, a Dallas Maverick. I wish we could
Lakers or Eagles,
anyway.
Who are you pulling for?
I would never pull for the Eagles. So I don't care if like Emmitt Smith put on an Eagles uniform. That's not gonna nothing. That hatred is. I don't have that same hatred for the Maverick for the Lakers. Like I saw in 2011, defending champions Dirk and company go in there and sweep their ass, and then you got Andrew Bynum clotheslining JJ Barea in frustration. Like to me,
was that
I grew
the Mother's Day massacre? Was that called
the Mother's Day massacre? Yeah, where they set the record for threes. Yeah. So like my lifetime of Mavericks Lakers in the postseason's really been Maverick domination. I wasn't there in the 80s when they were, you know, losing in heartbreaking fashion.
They did lose.
Mickey Spagnuolo was there.
Were you there? and then the Rangers here on your home of Texas Rangers baseball. My gosh. Eight men stranded over the first inning.
Was this road trip 1-5? Is that what we just did?
It was rough. Thank goodness they're coming back home. The Rangers have been really good at the Globe. We got to hope that continues. They're now second place in the AL West, 9-7. They will be taking on the Angels before, of course, the weekend series will be out of the ballpark on Friday with the World Series champion Dodgers coming to town. It'll be Yusei Kikuchi on the bump for the Halos tomorrow.
Over and under the number of Ohtani jerseys we're going to see Friday.
Oh.
Just from a percentage
how could we even
standpoint.
Like?
Seriously, we're going to be broadcasting.
It's going to be a lot of Ohtani jerseys, and the Dodgers fans show up.
And
I remember
they do.
Last year,
yeah, they
the Dodger fans packed the place.
They absolutely show up, and I'm just wondering because remember the Angel fans all did the same thing.
Yeah,
I mean it was a large. I bet you, we need to count. We need to count and see how many Dodger jerseys, Dodgers.
It's
Ohtani.
Probably like out of all the Dodger fans there, it's got to be over half that will be wearing Ohtani jerseys.
Yeah,
he's got to be.
And the Dodger people wear their gear. They show up and they show up to the games in their gear. So yeah,
yeah.
I bet you. I bet you it's going to be just an alarming number.
Well, the Rangers just can't hit with runners in scoring position. 5 for 26 over the weekend. Yeah. Boach was not happy about it. 1 and 5 on the road trip, to your point. Yeah. And in this one, they've got to figure it out. Now, the Angels have had a good start to the season. We'll talk with Chris Young more about this later, but I am very concerned about Jock Peterson right now. I mean, he's got a hitless streak, 26 at-bats, second longest of his career.
Yeah.
And Jake Berger's not hitting the fastball. I mean, Josh Young, outside of having the opportunity to score with runners on, has been good since he's come back.
Yeah.
But this offense, I wonder what CY looks at. Like, what is the fair sample size for
him? All you could do is hope that things turn around and just keep filling out the lineup card and hope that someone gets hot. But, man, that is a daunting task right now for the Rangers to get anything kind of going that way. You know?
Rough.
Just really rough.
And Evaldi, you went out there and gave you a quality start, had a chance to get you a win. Dustin Harris, the only person that could put a run on the board.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. Talk more Rangers coming up later, but let's do a little quick puck, shall we?
Yes.
I'll give you some good Stars news, and we'll look ahead to the series against the Avs. That's
glad
next
you're doing that. Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our favorite puck boy, Zach Wolchuk, the Woolly Bully, has a Stars report here before we get to G-Bag of the Day at 2:30. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation on a Monday. Best of the weekend coming up here in a few minutes. Segment brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been hurt in a car or truck wreck, especially when it's not your fault, go ahead and give them a call at 214-333-3333. Bully?
What's that?
I don't know. I don't have the read. I'm just flying.
You're crushing it. You're doing everything you can. Thank you so much. And yeah, make sure you're joining the conversation on the truckwreck.com text line. We love you. All right, Brian, you're really star sad right now. Do you want good news?
I love good news about the Stars, please.
Sean Shapiro this morning.
Good hockey dude.
Got some clarification from Jim Nill on the recent Miro Heiskanen reports.
He's going to play tomorrow.
He was never expected for the first round, okay? He was not expected for the first round. He's not going to play game one. He's not going to play game one versus the Avs.
I read the tweet, and it's really confusing. Can you please say it again? Because the wording of this is absolutely disgusting for a professional journalist.
Miro Heiskanen was never not expected for the first round. He will not play game one versus the Avs, but he is hopeful to play in the series.
A lot of knots, a lot of nevers.
So maybe game seven, roll him out.
Maybe game five.
Double AC.
Maybe it's 2-2.
Game seven.
Well, by that, technically, it could be as early as game two in the series. Probably goes to game seven, though.
It probably will, knowing the history of the Avs and the Stars. But if it goes to game seven,
You have home ice.
You got home ice.
Pete
DeBoer's amazing, immaculate record. Yeah. You're going to get Miro back.
Crowd.
Sagan's going to be playing. I mean, Leah Simakopoulos of the Morning News is kind of paying attention to the morning skate, and she did note that Leon Bischel and Alex Petrovich both were on the ice, which indicates that Tyler Seguin likely not available tonight. They're the ones that would be sent down to create cap space for him to return. I don't think he plays anymore until the playoffs start.
Right.
I think you do just wait. You don't want to mess with the salary cap deal. Right. And then that's not an issue anymore once the playoffs start. So, yeah, I think his first game in over 4 months will be game one against Colorado. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to score a damn goal.
I like what you're saying there.
And 2023 Rangers, they should give you optimism here.
Okay. That we were just kind of just spewing oil.
This is the theme.
That we were crashing into the wall.
Yeah.
This is how we get our titles here.
It's okay.
We're walking away from the wreckage.
Everyone else,
a little hurt.
Quit on them.
Yeah.
Thinking, dang it, they're not playing good hockey. I'm just concerned.
I haven't quit on the Stars. I'm concerned.
Yeah, there's nerves.
There's been a lot of nerves. There's been some really, really bad moments these last couple of weeks with your Dallas Stars.
Yeah, they've really peed down their legs.
With teams that aren't really going anywhere.
No.
You know, I get it. Vancouver was fighting for their life, but you gave up 3 goals in a minute. Come on, man.
No, it's embarrassing. It was historically poor.
The way you get out hit as well and the giveaways, that Winnipeg game, it's like, dude, do you even care to be here right now?
They've got to clean that up. The getting out hit, that's just going to be par for the course. I don't see them winning a series when it comes to hit totals. That's just not how they're built.
That's one of those things that when you start talking about the postseason, strikes a little fear into you.
Yeah,
like, I don't have a team that's bringing the wood that way.
Now, round one, obviously
that's what teams do to Miro, though.
They rough him up. He's gotten used to that. Then again, he hasn't played for a while now.
Well, no, I'm just talking about in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's how teams kind of attack Dallas.
That bubble cup run.
Yeah.
That was really the talking point.
They went after him.
Teams wanted to go ahead and play physical with him. Yeah. And, you know, I thought last year he had some really good moments, obviously. But now you've got the heavyweight tilt, Colorado and Dallas. I think all eyes in the hockey world are going to be looking at this matchup. Two Central Division foes. Three of the best teams in the West. It's a bummer because whoever doesn't advance, I mean, this is a team that realistically could be playing in the Cup Final, both of them. I hate the way this playoff format is set up because of a reason like this. Stars and Avs both ranking top five in the league in goals per game. Dallas is top three in goals allowed per game, while Colorado's 11th. So you've got an advantage there. Avs have a top 10 power play. Stars have the number two penalty kill right now, but it just seems like at the worst times, all of a sudden,
I know.
Penalty kill. Like you're an absolute stud wagon when it comes to crushing penalties, and then all of a sudden, just right at the worst moment, oopsies, here's a turnover or something happens. There's somebody screening odd, or there's a weird deflection, and then next thing you know, so much for that number two overall penalty kill right there. But this is going to be a great one because either Dallas or Colorado have made the Western Finals in four of the last 5 years. They've really been two of the best and most consistent teams in the West.
Battle tested. And you know, Rantanen is just going to be hopefully at the height of his powers. Like what he's done in the postseason, it speaks for itself. He raises his play in the postseason. And that's one of the reasons. And then you sprinkle in the revenge series factor with, with the Avs. I think you'll get all-time Rantanen, which is good.
Yeah, I mean, Rantanen's got 5 goals, 10 assists, and 17 games with the Stars. He scored 32 goals, 53 points on the year. But you mentioned the playoffs. He's got 101 points in 81 career playoff games, including 34 goals. You're going to have to lean on him. This is exactly why you brought him here, to go into Colorado and be able to get a victory against his former team. And these two teams, I mean, they've met a bunch. Stars hold a 4-2 advantage with the series wins in 99, their cup year, 2000, 2020, 2024. Stars' first 3 wins required game 7s. Last year, they get it done in 6, and what was that epic overtime goal that the Stars were able to win the series on? Colorado's 2 wins came in 04 and 05 that were decided in 5 games. And I do think those might have been first-round matchups. I think the Avs have beaten the Stars every time they've played in the first round, but not this time. Not this year. All right, the Stars are going to get this going, but I mentioned the scheduling quirk here. Avs are going to have the extra 3 days of rest before they end up playing the Stars. Stars, of course, playing tonight against Detroit. Hey, Detroit, first time in 83 years that we've had these historic NHL franchises miss the postseason. You've got Chicago, Detroit, the Bruins, and the Rangers. All
was that original six team
crazy. Yeah, Red Wings and Rangers were 7 points shy of the Canadiens for the 8th and final spot in the East. Bruins floundered. The Blackhawks were better than only the San Jose Sharks in the West. And Detroit's now failed to make the postseason every year since 2015-16.
Yeah.
So it's been, I mean, it seemed like Detroit was just basically in the Stanley Cup final every year. That's the Jim Nill effect. And Jim Nill brings over all the scouts here to Dallas.
A lot of those Russian,
It worked
players.
Out well for the Stars. So I still got, Stars crotch first confidence, guys. I'm not wavering on this.
That's good. And ultimately, with the Haskinen stuff, I think that is going to be a huge shot in the arm for this team. Like, once you turn the page and now the regular season is kaput, this is a battle-tested squad. They got the flu bug going around, too, which is certainly not helping things. But they come out on the other side of this. You get the Haskinen bump, and I think you feel good about where things are going to stand once this thing goes. But it's definitely been a struggle bus here as of late.
Yeah, it has. Leaking oil.
Let it be a galvanizer, boys.
It is galvanized. Go ahead. We've got the 682. What time are you guys playing Bobby taking belt to ass? Well, we might get it. I don't know what Lucius has cooked up for G-Bag of the Day. I know Bobby said earlier, he was like, I don't even want this being played for G-Bag of the Day. Lies.
This isn't about what Bobby wants.
Lies, okay. Bobby. But I thought you're reigning champ, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
We are.
Because that went to a
we
vote
are.
Off. Yeah, well, you got the vocals
we
in
are.
There. I mean, I'm going to credit you with that one.
But yes, we are currently the reigning G-Bag of the Day champion. We'll see what is in store here. But Bobby just, I guess it's one of those things, I guess, because this is, we're out of our depths here, right? So I guess I was unfamiliar with the fact that you are simply allowed to just make crap up and put a little tune underneath
it. Put a little beat to it?
Yeah. And then just let it run.
People just go with it.
Yeah.
So I guess if that's how we're allowed to play, that's fantastic. I take pride in our bars, Walchuk,
I thought there were some good lines there.
They were poignant, they were factual, they were well documented, and I look forward to putting more together because he opened himself up to getting absolutely taken down in a way that I think is going to ruffle some feathers, even more so than the She's Dead stuff. Here's Lucius, G-Bag of the Day.
What up, though?
What's up, Lucius?
He's got them glasses on, serious today.
Yeah, you know, I got to be able to see out of here.
Fresh to death.
All right, our winner and champ, I think you guys just brought it up, it's the nosebleeds.
Yeah.
Eric shoots back at Bobby Belt. Is this the day two for this?
This is, I guess we're looking for two.
We're looking for two. All right, let's see. Let me get to this.
Make it on 35.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
You say my name and don't mention salami. You say my name and don't mention your mommy. Who for your family, wifey, oh, it call me. Swing by and take the belt to the Bahamas. Bobby Belton, I
about his feelings, now he's coming for the crown. All we do is lift him up, he just wanna bring us down. How quickly he forget we were the only ones around, when Bob was spitting takes off from his basement underground. The bleeders put him on and the Tolos turned him off, cause Dax is baby boo, he ain't even Jared Goff. Quit lying about the golf, petty little female, I'll call you Laura Croft. Your family in a law, boy get them girls a house. If anyone deserves it, Bob, you know it is your spouse. So stop with all the drama, those least seats don't even wanna, cause all of us would hate to see you end up like your mama. She's dead.
It's true.
J-O-B, with them T's that he's without beats. You ain't got no J-O-B. Here comes B-O-B, with them T's that he's without beats. You ain't got no J-O-B.
Come on, B-O-B, get off the D and catch some D's, cause we know it, this show is better when your weak ass oversleep. Stay in bed, boy, I don't wanna hear a beat. Better not wake the woolly bully, a.k.a. the beast.
Yeah.
Strong.
Very strong. Very strong.
Thank you.
Yeah, I ain't mad at it, bro.
The thing I do appreciate about ours is that there is a there's a catchiness to it that had Tolos singing it in their head throughout the weekend, which is not something Bob can do nor deliver on. So I do appreciate that about ours.
You did a great job with that harmony.
Thank you.
Man, I wanted to get to this last week, but we had so much dealing with the battles on deck. And Dawson's in here today to hear this, but I got this from Pedro last week. Shout out to Pedro. Arsenal beat Real Madrid.
If you say so.
Was this Champions League?
Yeah, this is it's got to be Champions League.
Champions?
Yeah.
Dude named Declan Rice, kicking all the kicks.
Oh, yeah, the penalty kicks.
Yes.
Free kicks.
Yeah, several of them, in fact.
Yeah.
There's a second one. I just like to call on it.
Que facha de tiro libre para Declan Rice. Declan Rice quiere cantar el segundo. Salcedo, Declan Rice, lo volvió a ser.
Declan Rice.
Sounds beautiful.
Got to teach a broadcasting class just on calls from Spanish broadcasters.
The way they can hold a note.
Oh, it's amazing.
It is.
Yeah, just amazing.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Let's see what else I got for you, boys. I can love you better. I guess I'll do this one. Bobby Bell did shoot back at you guys. He was in the lab over the weekend. He's got a song called Remember the Titans. So he shot at y'all first. You made a response.
Yep.
Now he's shooting back because he ain't like, it's cooking.
Yeah.
It's cooking, bro.
I want to dedicate this song to Sam Wolchuk.
Hey, Bobby, spit that rhyme I like.
Turn it on, leave it on. Pick a platform, radio, stream, YouTube, or the Twitch. Young Bobby hit the bleeds like a crash car. Go and inject me in the beat, and I'll leave you with track marks. Didn't have to be this way, but I'll go to round eight. Overdosing bars, I'm a single mom in South Lake. Kill it in the AM, yeah, you know we got a who's who. Rating so big, you would think they took a blue chew. That's a blue pill, but Wooly needs a red one. Better get some yeast if you wanna raise your bread, son. Since we telling truth, let's open up about the past, bro. Chio still ain't over, getting froze out of the draft show. Man it, bro, go to Brian, you can talk through it. Use your words because your mouth ain't just for Hawk Tua. Yeah, I wish I had a house sitting on a happy perch, but I'm not like Eric getting favors from my daddy's church. Christ would help the poor, put him on his back. Eric closed the door, said, I ain't paying tax. While we're talking cash, hey, Wooly, where's my money, dude? No, you owe me 50 bucks from Cali back in 22.
It's good, you know.
Yeah, really, I mean, it is good. It is really good.
There's definitely respect to Bobby there, man. He can turn something around quickly on you.
I mean, he was right about the draft show stuff, by the way.
Bobby and Garage Band.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, that's what's so funny.
Those running back takes.
The draft show thing is great. I mean, the line
I don't know,
through.
Where did you get that, though?
Let's see. I want to see the proof of the ratings being so big that they look like they took a blue chew. I would like to see documentation of that, Bob. Let's see that. Let's see them ratings bonuses, Bob. Draft show. I mean, who wants to make? I think it comes out to. What, do you think you make 99 cents an hour doing the draft show?
I don't think I really come out positive at all.
None of us are positive on the draft show.
Absolutely not.
The amount of time it takes to do it. Absolutely not.
Like Nico, I am Ilieva. I'm not volunteering for S. Okay, when it comes to the draft show, Bobby's quitting on the draft show halfway through it.
Yeah.
That shows you how much Bobby doesn't want to do the draft show.
Can't even finish.
So thank you for that. Yes, and
that's true.
The church house thing, you know, was pretty good. My real estate agent did happen to attend my church, so that is I mean, kudos for the bar. I wish I could evade taxes. And there was obviously plenty more in there, but I think that,
well, he likes,
well, sums it up.
His new thing is like, oh, it takes five people to replace Jeff Kavanaugh. He doesn't understand loyalty. Yeah. Clearly.
no it, right, he wouldn't understand that, even though he likes to talk about loyalty when it comes to our Mavericks.
Yeah.
He's not into the loyalty stuff, but you can mention and show love to Kavanaugh and the other guys, but I believe the ratings say otherwise.
Yeah.
Zach Wolchuk.
We've cashed a few ratings bonuses.
That was good, Bob.
Good, Bob.
Bravo. Bravo to Bobbo. Left himself open, though.
Good job, Bob.
Because he asked the question, like, how did he get a smoke show wife looking the way he does?
Yeah, the back end,
and
he
coming across
himself
the way he does. How is it that he's capable of something like that? Well, I think there's a great answer to that question, and I look forward to spitting it out. Back to Lucius in studio.
Okay, yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes out there.
Freddie.
Hey.
Freddie D. Some Haynes, more, right? Got some more rap coming for you. Yeah, Freddie D. Haynes. Frederick Douglass Haynes, the Ford. He was made for times like this, Mr. Broadus.
Sure.
Another freestyle. Some more rap coming at you.
Let's go.
Well, this is the day that the Lord has made, so I speak the word. I keep the enemy away. Say enemy away. Say enemy away. But this is the day that the Lord has made, so you ought to speak the word to keep the enemy away. Say the enemy away.
Ran out of breath there for me.
Say enemy away. See, I got what I need, so I'm going to use what I got. And here, today, I've been hearing a lot. It's the word of God of what I'm hearing today. So I speak the word, but keep the enemy away. Say enemy away.
Enemy away.
Say enemy away.
Enemy away.
So throw your hands in the air, y'all. Or wave them like you really do care, y'all. And if you believe in God, won't you scream out, oh yeah, yeah.
He was on fire.
He was on fire.
Oh, I said old school rapping.
Yeah,
a child
school
is born in a state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind.
I'm going to be singing that to myself. Oh,
that was incredible stuff right there. All right. What do you say? Up to vote now?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
All right. Is it our diss back at Bob? Is it the soccer call with some sauce? Is it Bob's Liar Liar Fletcher Reed type diss track? Or is it the church diss at the enemy?
Those are good.
It is Holy Week, for goodness sake, boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
How could you vote for anything other than that? Unless, of course, there was a champion on deck that deserved it more. I'm going with ours. Going with the champ, Lucius.
Man, I tell you what, when Jay-Z and Nas were going back and forth, Jay-Z dropped his, and then Nas dropped his, and everybody said, oh, my God. Yeah. How can Jay-Z come back from that? And all that Jay-Z, like, apologists or whatever, whatever you want to call them. I was one of them. I was like, well, Nas didn't drop factual stuff in the other things. Jay was giving facts. Nas is just giving you heat, bro.
Right.
Is she good or not? That's what you're making me think
about. We've identified
right now
our characters in all of this. Yeah. Thank you, Lucius.
Yeah. Hey, you know. Hey, I got you, bro.
That's weed.
That's weed.
Oh, was I supposed to pick one?
There is
yeah, that. Shoot, man. Let's see what I got. God dog it. That's really tough.
It is, man.
That's a tough thing to do because now I'm getting in between the battle.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I'm getting in between the battle.
At least you know, like,
I don't want to sway.
We're not going to shoot back at you the way Bobby might. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so
just be careful, man. Be careful.
Everybody's food when the battle comes out, bro. Everybody's food.
That's true.
You are hiding a child. I'm going to go with the Arsenal just to make it interesting here.
Okay. All right. We got 1-1 there, Wolchuk.
I'm going to go with the church rap.
Okay. 1-1. We have a three-way tie with Broadus's final deciding
vote. What you doing, Wolchuk?
I don't know.
What you doing,
I'm
bro?
I'm just, you know, being,
go with your heart, fam.
Being reckless over here. No, I'm just kidding, Eric. I got you. I'm voting for you.
You got us, dude. It's not
damn,
me.
I'm saying, what are you doing?
I don't want to take credit.
I'm trying to give it to the fans.
So we got it. Yeah, we got it.
We have a three-way tie. Wolchuk voted for whatever the hell he voted for. I don't even know what it was, but it wasn't the champion.
I voted for the champion.
You know how to do a poll? Do the poll thing?
I'm sure.
Make it four-way. Make it four-way.
It's a four-way tie.
Make it four.
Four-way tie.
Oh, I want to put this out there.
I want to see this out there.
Fine, let's do it. We're showing the people for the people by the people.
Put it out there.
At Zach Wolchuk on the Twitters. I'm posting it now.
There we go. Best of the weekend next year in the nation.
All right, you got 6 minutes left to vote. I've got the G-Bag of the Day poll up there, the Nosebleeds diss track, Bobby's response, the goal call, or the church diss at the enemy. You got 6 minutes. Go to at Zach Wolchuk, and you can vote for that. We got NFL News of the Day coming up on the other side, but right now let's do a little best of the weekend.
Let's do it. Wolchuk, 877-881-1053. Masters was phenomenal this weekend. Congratulations to Rory. The idea that you can bogey to force a playoff there on 18. The amount of self-inflicted wounds throughout the entire duration of not only yesterday, but kind of throughout the entire tournament for him to be able to overcome all that. Truly incredible stuff. So salute to Rory McIlroy. Outstanding. We'll have a little bit more Rory discussion a little bit later. What is that champion's dinner going to look like now that he's the one calling the shots? This could be an all-time bad situation for anyone in attendance, but we'll get to that a little bit later. There were two funny sports things. I say funny. One was like kind of scary, but let's go ahead and start with the kind of scary one. I would like to take you to Tucson, Arizona, where there were two paratroopers that were injured at Military Appreciation Night at an Arizona baseball game.
Did you see how hard they hit the field?
Oh my gosh. Now Carter's throwing up the video. I haven't gotten a follow-up report on what the actual results were in terms of injuries for these guys, but we had the parachute fiasco at the rugby event, right, overseas that we talked about on last Thursday or whatever, which was actually really funny because that dude didn't get hurt at all, but he was just hanging from the rafters in a rugby stadium for about 40 minutes. But this one, you have two guys coming in way too hot, landing on the diamond in Arizona, Military Appreciation Night. And these guys come in so hot. Lucius, have you seen this? Have you seen what we're talking about?
Yeah, my man ate it, bro.
Oh, my
The guy
gosh.
With the American flag, like the first guy hit hard. And then the guy with the American flag, I think, had it worse. I mean, they're trying to, like, attend to the first guy. And then the second guy.
First dude 100% has grass in his teeth. He's got grass in his teeth,
and
bro.
And I'm like, they're like, oh, okay, well, oh, this guy's hurt. And then the second guy rolls in like, whoa, what just happened? And they have to go back and try and help him. This was bad.
I
wonder where they get these folk. Are these like military paratroopers?
I believe
we got them from the reserves.
I can't believe
these guys were ill prepared.
Yeah. It's like they're like the Black Knights or something. Like I've seen these before. These like when we go to car races, these guys will come in and they'll land in the infield. I mean, they will land right in the middle of the logo.
With precision.
Yeah, I mean, just like smooth walk into it. You know, like the chute, everything. They come down and then they hit right in the middle of the logo and then walk it. You know, like, and everybody's like, yeah. America,
yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That's an epic moment when someone comes parachuting in like that. That's sick.
Yeah.
When you stick when you land landing.
It. Yeah.
But this right here got
this
dangerous.
Was chaos.
And I don't know this world enough to know, like, is this the individual's fault for the way they went about it? Was this from the jump of where they got kind of thrown out or whatever, because you don't see the beginning of it. You just see them as they're coming in way too hot.
Too much speed.
Landing on the diamond.
Yeah.
But it I don't know how those guys didn't snap ankles and knees in this particular situation. If all they did, like Lucius said, was get some grass in their mouth, then that you chalk that up to
a
win.
Oh, that neck is hurting. That neck is hurting this morning, bro.
These guys got to be on a gurney somewhere right
hurt.
Now.
Yeah, they're hurt,
these guys
bro.
Are hurt. Yeah, this is not – yeah, they tried to get the flag up off the ground.
Off, but
yeah.
You hurt, fam.
Yeah, you hurt.
I'm fine. I'm good.
If they're walking after that, I would chalk it
you
up to a win.
You gave a thumbs up to the crowd and whatnot, but you hurt back behind there in the bowels of the stadium. Oh, my God.
That is bad. Now, on a lighter and just a funnier note, I would like to take you to Sacramento, where the Oakland A's play baseball, and they had a situation where one of their medical carts stopped working in the midst of an injury that they were trying to get taken care of.
Early
in the game, you have a player get injured. Here comes the medical cart right up until that cart stops working. I don't know if it was a just run out of gas situation or, I mean, the ultimate minor league thing to happen here to the A's is your medical cart just craps out on you at a bad time. So then they have to bring out the golf cart to get the injured player off the field. Meanwhile, they're having to delay the game because you have these guys having to just push. You just have these stadium workers just pushing a dead medical cart.
They brought the cart from Oakland?
this is a minor league cart. I think that's everything awful. In that building, they're just using minor league equipment. And so this is kind of the problems that you may potentially run into. But this is early in the season to be dealing with something like that. It was a really funny visual as those guys are having to push it. And then they have to get it through the gates, which was a challenge in and of itself.
Angling,
so
it was
a disaster class brought to you by the Oakland A's. And then to bring it back to the golf for a second, why is Jordan Spieth cranking up the mud ball excuse machine? He's just blaming the mud balls.
No,
he's like, we're not allowed to talk about the mud balls, and that ticks me off more than the mud balls themselves. I want to at least be able to talk about what a disadvantage we're all at.
It's a mud ball.
Even though he acknowledged that everyone's having to deal with this, but it's affected him the most. Jordan Spieth, mudball excuse machine. Didn't think he had it in him.
Think it's valid.
Now, how was the UFC Saturday night?
It was incredible. It was a good card. Shout out to Patty Pimblett. Got it done against Michael Chandler in pretty dominant
fashion. Was that a surprise?
A little bit. I mean, I like Patty a lot, but this definitely was the toughest, I think, fight that he's had. I mean, Michael Chandler is no joke, but Patty, it was light work. Round three, TKO. It was incredible. Volk showed his dominance again over Diego Lopez. And then John Silva beating Bryce Mitchell. I think everybody was happy to see that one.
I didn't know much about Bryce Mitchell. I just saw one clip of him.
I was a fan
weekend.
Of Bryce Mitchell's. I liked him during The Ultimate Fighter. I thought he was an entertaining fighter. And then
he's going full Kanye right
he
now?
Went, he popped off and was like a Holocaust denier.
Oh, that's a bummer.
So I was like,
he had a nice little.
That sucks.
He had a nice little Jesus clip that was floating around.
Yeah,
interaction. So I was I didn't know who he was at all. I was just like, hey, this is cool. I shared that message, but
right.
I didn't know everything else involved.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
That is tough sledding.
Because they're awesome and white.
I tell you what, I did like the victory photos with the stogie on the yacht with the just giant food spread there for Patty.
Oh, I didn't even see this.
It's a great picture. He's puffing on a cigar.
It's crazy how big he gets in between fights. Like his face, it blows up.
He talked about it. He says
he loves food. He eats a ton.
He's like, I'd rather be fat and happy than ripped all the time like Michael Chandler, the guy he beat. Because Chandler just stays ripped year round. And Patty's like, when I'm not in fight mode, he'll let himself go because he loves food so much. He's like, I'm a food addict.
He's the one that complained about American breakfast. It's like sausage or bacon. He goes, why are you asking me if I want sausage or bacon? I want sausage and bacon.
It's always both. Yeah. Well, congratulations to Patty and congratulations to all of us for getting through a wonderful weekend. Back to Wolchuk in studio.
All right. Let's do NFL news of the day. The wide receiver debate at 12. We got a mock draft trade up. And how would Michael Strahan handle the tush push? That's next in the nation.